This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think it's pretty obvious to look at this roster, to look at some of the younger guys that have had chances, some of the guys that are still trying to figure it out. And there's nobody that's, in my opinion, still trying to figure it out based off of the swing change and everything than MJ Melendez. And this is a career shifting year. Either way, I hope for his sake that he ends up having a great season. And we say, wow, it clicked. It all came together. Because I actually think he's gotten much better as an outfielder. Remember, that was never his original position.
No, he was a catcher.
He's made some great plays in left field. I think his athleticism has shown there. But it's all about consistency at the plate. And if you watched at all the one spring training game that's been on TV at this point.
I've seen highlights of the Dodgers.
The Dodgers had the Royals game on the other day. It hasn't actually been on the FanDuel TV yet for the Royals. But the swing, you can tell it's an adjustment because he doesn't look comfortable. It's a massive switch for him.
So I went back through and like the Royals are posting some stuff. And you know, we as members of the media have access to some of the highlight stuff. He's 0 for 5 in spring. I don't think spring training stats tell an entire story. Yeah. But man, he does not look comfortable at all. And I think that's part of the reason why when Vernon said yesterday, why are fans so quick to just like move off of MJ playing left all the time? Is like, he doesn't look like he wants to swing the bat. Or if he is swinging, he looks uncomfortable. And this goes to the same thing. JJ said it. Q said it. I'm sure MJ would say it if we asked him, which is, it's not about making the swing change. It is about when things are going poor, can you do it? Because right now he looks like a player who is uncomfortable and does not know how to move his body in a way where he has been swinging for so long. And look, it's hard to make a swing change. When you pointed out the stat the other day, he had 40 home runs in the minors in a single year once. He was a prolific minor league power hitter. He seemed like he had things going, and he has revamped a stance, a grip, a swing, all of it, and doesn't look like someone else to do it. But I will say, that's what spring training is for. But if you made me now choose the side of, I think it's going to finally click for MJ or it's not, I mean,
are there people left
on the side of like, it's going to click? Yeah, this is it.
Like this year,
this is his last chance to be a regular starter for the Royals. Otherwise, he's a part-time player.
You can't say next offseason if it's another like inconsistent year. Like, you know, he's still super young and we've got a lot. You know, we still believe all that. Like, I think this is it. You can still say that the last couple of years, but this is, and I think he recognizes how big of a year it is. It's why he's willing to make the swing change. He knows like what we've been doing before is not going to keep me here full time and not going to lead to me eventually getting a contract that I want and having a full-time role. What's why they've given him every opportunity is because you see the athleticism, you see spurts, you mentioned the minor league stuff.
The home runs are still there. He's not a 50,000 home run hitter.
And when he was struggling last year, he came up in clutch situations and had some, remember, he had some big time hits off the bench, pinch hit rolls.
3 years into the league, he's got 51 home runs. A left-handed power bench bat. There are a lot worse things to possess in your arsenal if you're the Royals in that. He's 25 years old. This is the Moosh year. Like, I compare it directly to that because it's the easiest thing. Left-handed power hitters who couldn't get on base, couldn't hit for average and weren't hitting enough home runs to stay in the everyday lineup. That is MJ Melendez. He has been a wildly consistent player, I would actually argue. Here is 3-year stats. In 3 years as a starter, he has played 129, 148, 135 games, available the same amount gold. He has hit 18, 16, and 17 home runs. That's the same. He had one bump year in the average up to 235. He had 217 and 206 the other years. And he has a career on-base percentage of 303. His on-bases have been 310, 316, 273 last year. He is, by all accounts, the exact same player to a small variance all 3 years he's been in the league. So if that's the player you want, you've been getting it. That's why you also had to make the change. I think the uncomfortable part, I am willing to accept it, that is exactly what spring training is for. Because if he ever has to just go back to the old ways, okay, he's an 18 home run hitter with a sub 300 on base and a 215 average from the left side. That's a 80 games against right-handed hitting only player. And that's cool. That's fine. I'll live my life that way. That's all right. But it's like, I still think there's some small sliver of hope. Maybe it's bigger than that. There's some hope that these changes in spring will feel comfortable eventually.
This is just the year it has to happen. Like, right now saying it can't be fixed, it would be silly. Like you said, unfortunately, if you were to make me guess, like history would usually tell you for a player, like all of a sudden it doesn't always just click out of nowhere. It can. For this team's sake, for this franchise's sake, we all better hope that that's the case. Like you should be listening and rooting for it to work out. Cause boy, oh boy, if all of a sudden it did, then we're talking. And that's why, you know, right now India's working in left field. Michael Massey's working in left field because they're trying to keep those bats in the lineup as much as possible.
Left-handed bat. They can just be like, well, sorry, MJ, we like his splits better.
Yeah. They're trying to get as much pop, of course, in the lineup, and if MJ were to click, well, then it makes life way easier. And one, he'd play every day for the most part, but also just his life would be a lot easier in the way they navigate it and potential future trades and what they can do. Like, just gives you so much more flexibility versus having to do what they're potentially going to be trying to do during the season, which is a lot of platoon and moving guys around.
It's just like, I'm not saying Michael Massey's numbers, he's been a full-time big leaguer essentially for 2 years, not three. Massey and his on-base percentage is, you know, a little below 300 or right around 300 last year. Hits for a slightly better average, but doesn't walk. MJ walks a little bit better. Similar number of home runs, similar number of RBIs. Like, there's not like a tangible difference, but like they've given MJ more rope.